Ice is top of mind on Vancouver Island roads as flurries are expected to continue and residents awake to lingering remnants of previous snow. A low-pressure system west of Vancouver Island started dumping bouts of heavy snow over the south coast early Sunday. While snow tapered off Tuesday, February 4, the Malahat had amassed 35 centimeters of the white stuff while Victoria International Airport saw 10 centimeters of snow, according to Environment and Climate Change Canada data. The data compiled from February 2 to the morning of February 4, shows the airport in North Saanich amassed the least amount of snow across Vancouver Island. About 35 centimeters fell at Nanaimo Airport, Shawnigan Lake was 29 centimeters, North Kootenay 24 centimeters, Campbell River Airport 20 centimeters, North Cowichan 18, Tofino 16, Qualicum Beach and Comox saw 14 centimeters. Flurries remain in the forecast, with a high of 0°C Wednesday and a wind chill of minus 9°C expected overnight for Greater Victoria. A chance of flurries continues Thursday with a high of 2°C and a low of minus 4. Things are expected to clear Friday with sunny skies and a high of 3°C and a low of minus 4 before flurries return on the weekend. Classes are in session in all Greater Victoria public schools and campuses open at Camosun College and the University of Victoria. Students and employees are encouraged to allow extra time when commuting, dress warmly and stay on cleared paths, Camosun said in a statement. Qualicum School District is open. All schools in the Qualicum School District are open today, Wednesday, February 5th, however, due to conditions of side roads, buses will not be running. As weather and road conditions could vary across the school district, we recommend parents exercise their judgment based on their own local circumstances when making the decision whether to send or drive their children to school. Victoria opened its warming center in Cook Street Village at the start of the snow squalls and it remained open as of Tuesday night. City warming centers open when all other shelters are full, exposure risks are active and there are people in need with nowhere else to seek shelter.